Good morning. That was just beautiful, the song playing and the conversations happening within the church this morning. So lovely to see all of you here and so lovely to hear your voices. Just checking to make sure, yes, I'm on, so everybody can hear me. Welcome to worship this morning. It is supposed to be a beautiful day today. I don't know what the rest of the week holds, and I'm not going to look that far in advance. We will take today and say, yay, what a beautiful day. Get outside, do the things you love to do, but first we start with worship. So what a beautiful way to start worship. This morning we're excited. We have two songs the choir is going to share with you, and it's just going to be a wonderful day for worship. Let us center ourselves with these words. Trust God. Trust the miracles you have known. Trust the miracle you can be. We do have some announcements. Sarah's going to share them with us.
Good morning, everybody. It is beautiful out today. Isn't it lovely? We have the windows open. It's fantastic. There's a lot going on at church this week, as always. A reminder that the Red Cross is hosting a blood drive in our fellowship hall on Monday, April 15th at 12:30 p.m. Stop by and donate if you can. They give you snacks. It's fantastic. If you're not able to donate but you're able to volunteer, they could probably also use some volunteers. The next live rock and roll worship will be on Wednesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. And this is the last live worship until the fall, so don't miss it. Tuesday is the Quilting and Crafting for Christ group. That's meeting from 3 till 6 p.m. If you have a sewing machine, please bring the sewing machine. If you have an ironing board and an iron, bring that. Which is just like, see, if you can't sew, they can have you iron. It's perfect, I'm telling you. I wish I had time to go because ironing I can do. a reminder that Pastor Tammy will be out of the office this week on a mission trip Monday through Saturday. Who is on call? Pastor Carter Jorgensen is on call from Cuba City. If you have, it was in the Friday updates. If you're not getting Friday updates, talk to the office. If you're not reading your Friday updates, please read your Friday updates. There's a lot of important information in there. So make sure you do that. The newsletter deadline is this Friday. And let me show you everything on here. Okay, the last one is, and this is a new thing for our church, is that Family Promise is working with the Platteville Lions Club for their pasty sale. And they are looking for volunteers to help with pasty making on Saturday the 20th from 6 a.m. till noon. If you've never had their pasties, they're delicious. If you can go help and make them, they're looking for 50 volunteers. They make a ton of them. It smells delicious while they're making them. And they'll tell you everything you need to know about how to make them. It's a great fundraiser for Family Promise, which does so much for our community and our area, and that, you know, we just had our Family Promise people here this last week. If you are able to volunteer, please contact Susan Schlager and let her know. I think that's everything, so let's stand as you are able to sing hymn number 318, Christ is Alive.
Christ is alive, the Christian saved, the lost and empty tomb has
Let us remain standing for our call to worship through our meeting and greeting. Turn to Christ. Place your trust in God. Lean into Spirit. Let us pray together. God of miracles and truth, bless us as we gather for worship with the power of your Holy Spirit. Reveal your presence in our midst and open our hearts and minds to receive your miraculous love. Strengthen our faith this day that we may go forth as witnesses of your miraculous love. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you. As God leads us beside the still waters of grace, Christ invites us to offer these still waters of grace and peace to one another, that all may know the peace of God. Peace be with you. Thank you. How many lucky children do we have to come up this morning? We have one. I thought we had two. She's coming. Nancy's like, do you want me to sit down? You can be young at heart. Camp is for the young at heart. All right, I don't have a microphone to pass to you. I just have the one on my face. So if I ask you a question, you can shout it out. People might hear, they might not, but that's okay. So I'm going to ask everybody, how many of you have been to camp? All right. How many of you have been to church camp? I've been to retreats. I don't know. Does that count? Okay. I've been to retreats, I've been to other camps, but church camp is something exceptionally special. You two have been to camp. Was it fun? What was your favorite part of camp? I'm just going to repeat you. You got to sleep in a treehouse? Camps have really improved since I went. I had a bunk bed. Bunk beds and treehouses. That is awesome. Which camp were you at? The treehouse camp at Pine Lake. Okay. I've been to Pine Lake. By the way, if you ever get invited to Bishop Sharon Rader's resort at Pine Lake, it's like a hotel. It's not like camping at all. It's awesome. How about you? What was your favorite part? Swimming? Yep. Pine Lake has a lake. Lucerne has a lake too. Lake Lucerne. You guys are a little bit little yet. Maybe you can go on a camp with grandparents. You never know. There's all sorts of camp opportunities. In fact, everyone in their bulletin this morning has a little brochure of the different types of camps we have. Do you know that when Jesus was walking with a couple people on the road to Emmaus, that when they stopped, he served them fish? There's something about this eating together, sharing things that you have done together that bring you closer together. Do you guys like the food at camp? Would you have liked that food at home? Okay, you would. Yeah, okay. See, sometimes your answer would be no, not at home, but at camp it was good. Because you play hard, and so sometimes you're really hungry when you come together. Do you get to sing around campfires? Yeah. How many times do you get to do that at home? Not as often, I'll say that. I don't even have a campfire in my yard. I have a grill, but I don't know if it'd be so much fun to, you know, sing around the steaks grilling, but I could try. It's an electric grill. It's not even really quite, you get that smell. When Jesus had saw the disciples, saw a couple of them who had gathered, who had walked on the way to Emmaus, and he offered them some fish, all of a sudden, their eyes were open to him. And sometimes that's what this experience of camp does for people. It allows us to experience something that we recognize at the time, but later on, there'll be a day where you're gathered by a campfire and you'll remember what you learned at camp. There'll be a day that somebody talks about sleeping in a treehouse and you'll remember those nights that you had at camp and the friends you made. The relationships you form when you're at camp, how many of you remember those? Yeah, some of them are the best relationships you'll have. You know, some of my friends that are pastors actually said they became pastors because of the experiences they had at camp. Camp was that meaningful to them. Some of them didn't become pastors. Some became lay speakers and other leaders in the church. There's all different ways that we serve, and some of them just became the best Christians they could possibly be. And didn't really serve in any really big roles. But camp made an impact on their life. And we're excited that you went to camp. I know the UMW offers scholarships for camp. And I think if you're on a different income level, there's a sliding scale, even through the Wisconsin Conference for camps. And I think if you still need a little more to go to a camp, that the Mission Committee may even have scholarships for camp. And if we had a young person that still was short and still needed to go to camp, I bet you all I would have to do is say, hey, somebody needs to go. And these lovely people out here love our children so much that somebody would say, huh, I can help. We have that kind of church here. Today we have a little video of camping experience because not everybody here has been to Pine Lake. But I want to tell you, when I was there, they have a cabin. So next time you go to Pine Lake, look for it. It's kind of between Bishop Sharon Raiders Resort and the beach and where we eat. There's this trail that goes up, and there is a cabin that says Platteville 1950. Really? I think that we had a group of people help build a cabin in 1950. Now, I don't know how many. That's a long time ago. So it was before I was born. So most of the people here, if they were around then, were pretty tiny. And I don't know if they would remember doing it. But that means that we have a long history of supporting our camps. And when we support our camps, we support our young people. So I'm not going to ask you to give testimony on your experiences of camp. I think hearing about you sleeping in a treehouse was the most fun thing I could have heard today. And, you know, the food that we eat and the swimming that you do and the friends that you make and the songs that you sing and the scripture that you hear and the experiences you have will come back to you your whole life. And so I'm so glad you had that experience. And I heard from your mom, you guys are registered already. So that means for everyone online and everyone in here, if you're interested in going to camp, check it out. The website is open and you can register already. But let's listen to that message we have. Oh no, the sound's not on? Oh no, it's going to miss an awful lot when they have words. Does it have closed captioning? Well, you can see them play, but you're not really going to get a whole lot from Nick's speech.
Nick's really nice, though.
Nick is really nice. Look at them. They're out there worshiping. This young man, Colin, is telling you how great these experiences have been. Yeah, these kids are talking. Okay. Well, we'll kind of watch the video a little bit. I invite you when you go home to click the link on Pine Lake. They have a link where you can go to and you can just connect right live to that. I saw this come up and I thought our problems were solved, and apparently we just got the video and no sound.
I'm out of things to try.
It's all right. So, as they're talking and we see little glimpses of camp because most of it is talking, do you guys remember doing any of these fun things you're seeing them do? Yeah. Did you see Nick, the director there? Was he there? Have you seen this guy? No, I haven't. Look at that tightrope. That looks like fun. Did you guys do that too? Yeah. See, every camp has little different things that they focus on. So some of the things we see up here might not be what everybody does, but look at the fun they are having, and they're learning about Christ in the process. And so before you go, as you watch this, let's just say a prayer, and we'll have you go back to your seats pretty quick. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to learn about camps, and sometimes, you know, we deal with little bits of inconsistency with sound. So we ask that you continue to enrich us in our worship and allow many people to attend these camps so that we can keep them open so that many people will learn about the life-saving love of Jesus Christ in their life. And we pray a blessing on these children here who will go to camp and our future little campers right behind them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I probably should have done joys and concerns before and prayed that my video would work right, but I did not. All right. So this morning we will share together our joys and our concerns. And if you have a joy or concern, I ask that you lift your hand. Sarah will make her way with the mic to you. We ask that you mention your name and then lift up a brief prayer concern. I will follow it with a brief prayer, close it with Lord in your mercy, and ask that you respond. Hear our prayers.
I actually have two, Pastor. This is Sarah Keller. My dad is having surgery on his eye on Monday. So prayers that goes well and that his sight improves. And then prayers also for my stepdad, who is having a second endoscopy, checking for some issues in his esophagus on Tuesday. And his name is John.
Esophagus surgery?
An endoscopy to check for some malignancies, make sure that everything's okay in his esophagus.
Okay. Lord, for the two dads in Sarah's life, we are lifting them up. Both are having medical procedures coming up in the coming weeks, and we pray that you surround them with your love and mercy and grace. Give them what they need to succeed in their surgeries. Guide the surgeon's hands and allow them to see exactly what they need to see. We pray that these surgeries go well, that vision is restored, that no malignancies are found, and that they come through this being stronger, seeing clearer, and feeling healthier. Lord, in your mercy.
Good morning, this is Brian Len here. Continued prayers from my mom. She had a successful brain tumor removed on Friday afternoon. We were visiting her yesterday. Her speech is pretty good, and a little bit of pain as to be expected, but she's doing way better than we thought she would be doing. So continued prayers for my mom, Jan Helwig Schroblegen.
Lord, we lift up Jan today and continued prayers for her healing and her health. Lord, we know that she did have a surgery and it was really major, and we are praying for healing for her. We pray that no infection takes hold, and we pray that the results from this surgery come back, the pathology reports, allowing the doctors to know what's going on and how to treat it going forward. Lord, in your mercy.
Jan Holloway here. First, I want to thank everyone for their thoughts and prayers and lovely cards with the passing of my sister in Oklahoma. I also want to bring up the joy that Nancy Dieter has as she is on vacation visiting sons.
Lord, we are getting into this season of visiting, so a joy that we have is Nancy visiting her sons. By the same token, we are also in the season of many people who have been gone for the winter returning back to church, and so, Lord, we are so thankful to see faces we haven't seen for a while. Just as thankful, maybe, as Nancy's sons are to see her. Not sure, but close. And, Lord, today, we are thankful that Jan is with us and that she is in her process of healing, and we continue to pray for her as well. When we lose someone we love, it just doesn't go away in a week or two. We will miss them for a long time, and Lord, we just pray that you bring her comfort in her moments of sorrow. Lord, in your mercy.
This is Tom Lindahl. And my joy is that Leanne now has had 2 weeks where she's been pretty good, so that is a real joy. And she also wants to thank everyone here in church that sent her cards and have visited her. So she appreciates all of those very much. We hope that she's able to continue feeling good. And then I also want to lift up our world at this point, and hopefully the expansion that happened yesterday does not continue into the future so that it gets even worse and many more people lose their lives. So bring love into this world, Lord.
Lord, as we pray today, we are thankful Leanne has had another healthy week, and we pray that she continues to feel good. We pray for positive spirits for her, and that she just has this sense of joy. Lord, we also pray for the world, because the world sometimes is not such a joyful place, and many places are harder than other places, and wars keep happening, and people keep doing things that we know are wrong, and yet we don't understand why the answer to problems is violence. Lord, we pray for your peace to come to this world, to change this world, to make us kind to one another and loving towards one another. I believe healing starts with understanding and forgiveness and trying to move on and accepting what is and what can't be changed, but allowing this deep-seated love for one another to permeate this world so that love can change things. And Lord, it's your love is more powerful than any. So we pray that you help in this. Lord, in your mercy.
Jan Holloway, I know that we have some very ill members in our congregation and in extended family members for some of our members, and I just lift up those unspoken names for healing.
Lord, there's many people that are praying for healing right now. There are unspoken names. There are spoken names. There are names we haven't spoken yet but need to. We pray for Mike Mayer, who has been in the hospital for over 2 weeks, had 2 surgeries, and still is not responding as the way the doctors would like to see him respond, and so we're praying for healing for him. We're praying that you guide the doctors as they make decisions moving forward to make him more comfortable as he's healing. And Lord, we are praying for a complete recovery for him. There are others who are, Hank had knee surgery, and we're praying that he's able to move more freely. We pray for his wife, Judy. We have so many people on our list that we need to go through it again, Lord. Guide us to understanding what is going on beyond where we see every day. Allow people to ask for prayers when they need to be prayed for. And remind us that our loving words to one another can bring more healing than nothing at all. And so we must make those phone calls and visits and see people and let them know that we are praying for them. Lord, in your mercy.
Is it on? Oh, I gotta have it like that. Okay. This is Peg Meyer. I'm asking for prayers for my husband, Richard, who had emergency surgery Saturday and another one on Sunday in Dubuque, and is in rehab at Stonehill in Dubuque right now. And also for the family of Ethan Squires, who was a UW-Platteville student who's 21, who passed away this last week. He was very active in InterVarsity, and for Mindy to try to guide these students in comfort and attend his services is a hard thing. And Mindy is also, as the InterVarsity leader, is traveling to Ireland this week with 15 other InterVarsity staff throughout the states for a spiritual retreat. So I'm asking for prayers for safe travel for that group.
Did you say Ireland?
Ireland.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard. I just wanted to make sure I said the right word. And it was Ethan Squires? Union Grove. Lord, we lift up Richard today as he's in Stonehill, has had two surgeries. We pray for healing for him so that he may recover from this. We pray for Ethan Squire's family as they're mourning his loss, for his friends, for Mindy, who's his spiritual leader and now taking a group to Ireland, that you give them strength and healing during this time, that you allow your presence to be known to them, that they may feel your love surrounding them through this time of mourning and sometimes confusion as we lose someone we love, it doesn't always make sense to us. Allow them to have the clarity that your love goes with them, regardless of the circumstances, that you are always there. Traveling to Ireland with them or meeting with them in the college or wherever they might be, even in their dorm rooms, that you are there present. Lord, our young people have so much they go through. We pray that you continue to surround them with your mercy and grace, and bring healing to them in their times of trouble. Lord, in your mercy. All right. I'm going to lift up one more. I'm on a mission trip to Midwest Mission this week. I have my truck loaded up with, I think, T-shirts, lots of bags, and some coloring books and, not coloring books, notebooks, pens, pencils, paper, stuff like that, that the kids had donated last summer for Midwest Mission through Vacation Bible School. So all of that is traveling with me on the way there. I was very fortunate. I did not get the tires changed on my vehicle, so I had a friend loan me their vehicle for this week. So while they get those tires changed for me. So it's good to have good friends. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we go forward this week, we know there are many things that are vying for our attention. There are meetings, there are problems, there are news reports, there are a million things that draw us away from recognizing the love that you have for us every day. Allow us to zoom in on you if we need to focus on the good things that surround us. Sometimes when we hear so much negative news and we pray so hard for peace that doesn't seem to be coming, we get bogged down. And we need to remember that sometimes people will disagree, problems will happen, illnesses still take place, but your love is forever and surrounding us, and that your life in us is eternal. And so as we look around this earth and we see signs of renewal, we recognize that you are present with us. As we drive up the church driveway and we see new flowers that show us that spring has truly arrived, and that the grass is green and even has been mowed, and that people are here and welcoming and loving, that you are with us. And so, Lord, as we are constantly reminded of the bad things in this world, let us also be reminded of the pure goodness that is found in Jesus Christ. Allow us to fill ourselves with his hope, with his peace, with his reassurance. Maybe we can hear those words from him one more time that enter into our subconscious and say, "Peace be with you." And allow that to soak in, that it's not the world's peace, that it is God's peace through Jesus Christ. And that peace surpasses everything we can possibly understand. That we can find joy in our sorrow, we can find hope in the midst of strife, and that we can find love where we've never seen it before. And so with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You don't have to worry, I'm not going to sing this. The scripture reading today is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of God for the people of God.
God's unconditional love. You know, sometimes I choose these titles before my secretary goes on vacation. And then I look at it later and I think, where was I going with this? God's unconditional love. But you know, today I know that his unconditional love is he loved us so much that we are called his children. His children. Being called somebody's children is something that is major. I love my parents, and I was always, as a child, associated with them. I was Myron Townsend's daughter. I was Julie Sampson's daughter. That's her maiden name, because once you live in a small community, your name never changes, right? And so growing up, I had these names for me. Of course, I was always Tammy. But I was also something more than that. How many of you have had many different names that you have been called in life? You've been called Mom. Sarah's smiling back there. I'm not sure I'm going to ask her which names. Daughter. I'm sure it was daughter. Friend. But we're sons and daughters of God. I always think of that when I talk about God, because it is so important that I know that I am a child of God. My mom was very stingy with who she allowed to call her mother, to call her mom. That name was reserved for my brother and myself and only us. When our friends came over and one of them mistakenly made that error and called her mom because they were comfortable with her, she would talk to me about that later. Could you please tell your friend not to call me mom? She has a mother. For some reason, she thought that was disrespectful. With God, though, God's love is so much more encompassing that all of us are his children. But it's frustrating sometimes when the world doesn't know us and doesn't understand us and doesn't relate to us in the same way, because they don't know how we work, how we think, why we do what we do, and why we don't do some things. I remember when I was first working at the hospital and I had decided to become a pastor, my life changed pretty drastically. Not because I went into ministry, because that ended up being on hold for almost a year because of not having a mentor. I mean, little things like that were holding me back, but at work already people started treating me differently. I was the same person I was the day before, but once I told them I was going to be a pastor, they no longer wanted to share with me. It was a weird position we've been with, and the only thing I can think of is sometimes people don't understand the children of God. And that's what happened in the gospel. And yet these same words that are in this gospel, or not gospel, but the letter from John, are words that I say at every funeral service. Words like, what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Those words are words that give me almost as much hope as hearing that we are children of God. To know that there will be a day that we will be purified, that we will be like Jesus, that we will see Jesus like he is something that gives me such hope and such confidence and such faith and something to look forward to. And the fact that I can call my God in heaven, Father, or if I want to call him Mother, I can. I have that right. He is my parent. And so when I hear of this, that we're children of God, it means so much to me. Now, I have good parents, but I have friends who don't. And I have good parents and a good father, but there are children in this world who don't know their father. And sometimes the only father they have is a father in heaven. And I think that is a wonderful thing, that at least they know they have that. And yet, that doesn't save us from all depression. It doesn't save us from all worries. It doesn't save us from everything bad that's going on in our life. Things still happen. And they happen to you, they happen to me, they happen to our friends, and they happen whether we have faith in the Lord or not. There will be days we will be down. There will be days we will be happy. There will be days we feel like helping, and there will be days we feel like resting. And there will be days we look forward to that day when our anger is no more, when our strength is completely strong, when we know that we shall rise up with wings like eagles, that even the old will not grow weary, the young will not either, that we will all be equal and strong and secure in that love of Christ, that we will see Christ as he is. But sometimes it's hard to wait. That year that I had to wait, it was hard to see things clearly. I called month after month thinking, this is something pretty simple. All I need is a mentor. Please give me one. And they're like, well, we have a new district superintendent. She hasn't quite got to that point yet. And there was a lot of things going on. But I had already recognized that sometimes the world doesn't see you the same. I was already being excluded from gatherings. I was already having computers actually closed when I walked in a room. Apparently, they were looking at things that a pastor shouldn't see. It was so different. And yet, I looked at them and I thought, in many ways, we're all the same. We still sin, even though we try not to. We still live similar to other people, even though we're trying to follow Jesus in every way we can. We still cry when we're sad, and we still laugh when we're happy. In many ways, we're so much like the world. But we're children of God. You're a child of God, each and every one of you. And to me, that gives me hope and security, knowing that not only are you a child of God, but you know what? You guys are my siblings. You're my brothers and sisters, because we share a father. Isn't that neat? So your joys are my joys. Your tears and sorrows are my sorrows. But that also means that my joys are your joys. And my tears are your tears. See, if it only went one way, it wouldn't mean so much, right? It's fine for me to share in yours. But you also share in mine, which makes it so complete that we are children of God. And God's unconditional love loves us no matter how bad we've been. No matter how much we've failed, no matter how many times we've fallen and need to get back up again. The But we don't take that lightly. We realize that before resurrection came the crucifixion. And so when we do fall down and with the grace of God get picked back up, we recognize that it was truly a failure, that it was truly something that happened, and I don't make light of it. But I can move on because God loves me and God loves you. And God surrounds you with his mercy and grace, and he bestows upon you his unconditional love to the point where you are his children. And I love my mom, and I love that she was stingy with holding back her name of mom to just me and my brother. But I love that God is not, so that all of us may be siblings in Christ. Amen. Let us rise to our feet and we will sing together, "Lead Me, Lord." You may be seated. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Turn to God if your heart is heavy. Invite Christ to lighten the load. If your heart is hardened, invite the Spirit to soften and change you. Truly, we all need to receive God's grace and to heed Christ's call. Let us hear these words of assurance. God fills our hearts with joy and covers our life with grace. Rest in this truth and be at peace. All is well and all will be well. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasure, our commitment, and our prayers. I invite the ushers to come forward for the receiving of today's tithes and offerings. Thank you. All rise. Please join me in our offering prayer. Generous God of love and grace, bless these gifts with your abundant love and life-giving grace. Bless us as we bear witness to your love and grace in all that we say, all that we give, and all that we do. Amen. Remain standing for our hymn, Thine Be the Glory. Be seated. You are witnesses of God's love. You are witnesses of Christ's life. You are witnesses of the power of the Holy Spirit. Go forth as witnesses of the blessing of our God. I invite the choir to come forward. Thank you. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.